It's the most wonderful time of the year. With the kids jingle belling and everyone telling you.
You know, before host of Fox Across America, Jimmy Failla, got big, he used to call us at like 7:33, talk to us on the line. Yeah. He'd call in early, hang out with us. Now he makes us wait like any big star does. So Jimmy will be calling here in a second. In the meantime, I want to remind you that on this day back in 1941, the Imperial Japanese Navy attacked our forces at Pearl Harbor, other locations in Hawaii. 2,403 service members and civilians died in this attack. This declared our entrance into World War II the following day. So each year on December 7th, Pearl Harbor survivors, veterans, visitors from all over the world, they come together to honor and remember the 2,403 service members and civilians who were killed during the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor on December 7th of 1941. And every year, remembrance events are held at Pearl Harbor National Memorial. So coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, I'm going to have Lieutenant Clint Bruce on the show, former Navy Special Warfare Officer, founder of Carry the Load. That's a nonprofit organization providing an active way to connect Americans to the sacrifices made daily by our military veterans and first responders. He's going to be on here talking about the day's events at Pearl Harbor and also that day that lives in infamy, December 7th of 1941. And I will give you some info, if you will, that you might not have known about this day coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. So those are things we're going to hit on there. In the meantime, the White House announcing a diplomatic boycott of the upcoming Winter Olympics in China. So the Biden administration is not going to be sending any government officials to Beijing for opening and closing ceremonies or individual Olympic events. Jen Psaki, White House spokesperson, said that the U.S. is protesting China's ongoing human rights abuses.
U.S. diplomatic or official representation would treat these games as business as usual in the face of the PRC's egregious human rights abuses and atrocities.
The Winter Olympics, February 4th of 2022. I think the athletes should be able to compete because you can't punish the athletes here. But what about finding another venue? What about getting all the other countries together and saying, you know what, let's give a big F you to China and let's go do this thing somewhere else? I mean, I'm going to say the same thing I said earlier. We put a man on the moon in 1969. We can figure out in short time how to hold this somewhere else or hold it across a couple of countries. That would send a stronger message to China than simply a diplomatic boycott. All right, is Mr. Bigwig ready now since he made us wait like most big-time stars do? Host of Fox Across America, Jimmy Failla, Jussie Smollett's gym partner, joining us now live. Jimmy, how you doing this morning?
Hey, you lay off Jussie because this trial isn't going good, and he's really beating himself up over it. You know, it's not good.
Hey, is there a more guilty guy in America? It's like, at what point does Jussie just go, okay, you got me?
Well, we're living in the death of shame. Like, I mean, it's no different than Alec Baldwin the other day saying the gun shot itself.
Yeah.
Like, come on, man. Like, listen, we've all tried the bad excuse. You know, I didn't know she was a hooker officer. I was just giving her money for groceries. We've all been there, okay? But to do it in front of a TV camera is next-level shame. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, it's crazy.
What a clown.
Yeah.
Good to hear your voice. No, you know what happened? The previous station I was on just kept me a little late, and that backs everything up. What happened is I was at a comedy club in Utica this weekend, upstate New York.
Mm-hmm.
Four sold-out shows. Great crowd.
Awesome.
Fox Across America crowds, they're outrageously good. But these people, as you know in radio, okay, our audiences are amazing. They really appreciate us, and they express their gratitude by buying us alcoholic beverages. And the problem with Utica is nobody owns a glass. Everything came in a funnel. And I'm still fairly confident. I'm still drunk from Friday night, 7 o'clock show. Forget the late one, forget Saturday, forget Sunday. I was on Neil Cavuto Saturday. I'm not kidding. And I saw myself in the monitor Saturday morning, and I was like, oh, my God, I am hammered. I'm proud.
Well, that always makes for a good segment, too. So that's awesome, too. Four sold-out shows, huh?
Yeah, we'll take it, man.
Oh, absolutely.
That part of it is kind of new to me in that, you know, I've been on the road doing stand-up a while, but only in, like, the last 6 months have I started playing rooms where everybody was actually there to see me. You know, I'm usually the guy that goes on before the guy you've heard of.
Right.
So I'm telling jokes about my nuts for 20 minutes, and then Biff from Back to the Future comes out, you know? So this was kind of exciting to be in the DeLorean on my own. You know?
Talking to host of Fox Across America, Jimmy Failla. Hey, let's talk about Kamala Harris. People are running away from her like she has an STD right now.
Oh, that hit home. It's so funny. That staffer who posted the tweet yesterday, I don't know if you saw that. He's like, my name is David, and I just want everyone to know I work for Kamala Harris, and it's my dream job. I love it. I love that picture so much because if you look closely, you can see the gun pointing at him from behind the curtain. Like, nobody wants that job. Because you know what the deal is, Bloom Daddy? It's the Ellen Show. Do you remember how Ellen had this reputation for being so sweet and nice on the air? But behind the scenes, she was the drill sergeant from Full Metal Jacket.
Yep.
You know, that's complex. Screaming at people, cursing them out. And I know people who work on the staff, and the deal is, it's really funny, is she's a monster, like a monster bully, screaming at people, putting them down. But at the same time, one of the most insecure humans who've ever lived. So she's always fishing for compliments while simultaneously just annihilating. And I kind of want to work on the gig because it just sounds like a cheaper way to go to the dominatrix.
Well, listen, we all know how she got where she is. I mean, it was on her back. So I would be insecure, too, when you don't get to where you are because you're smart or because you can handle the job, but simply because you banged your way there.
Well, listen, Biden had her there, according to him, which is so funny. Because remember, she accused him of being a racist during the primaries and said she believed his sexual assault accuser, and he's never, like, asked for a clarification on that. She never gave a clarification to the media. She just took the gig because, to your point, she is dripping with ambition, and I think Biden realizes that now, you know, doesn't want there to be perceptions that he's a lame duck president. So his staff is leaking most of these stories about how bad her staff is because they don't want her to, you know, to have any appetite whatsoever for her to replace him. And he's in luck on that. I mean, she's polling at 28% right now. Omicron is polling at 29%. She's behind Omicron.
Answer this for me, Jimmy. Is she Indian? Is she Asian? Is she black? Is she white? What is she exactly?
She's whatever will get her the next gig.
Yeah.
Like, if she thinks running for president means she has to say she's the first Indian American, she's the most, I honestly don't know. She's whatever it takes. I mean, that is her. And everybody knows a person like this that's willing to shift shape because they just want to get where they need to go. The problem is sometimes you pull it off, but you wind up with a gig you don't know how to handle. And that's where she is now. So, like, when they say, like, oh, she's got presidential buzz in, 2024, you know, meaning anybody who thinks she can win is buzzed. Take away her car keys. Because she's pulling it, like I said, at 28%. If you're at 28% as a vice president, no one looks at that number and goes, I know what she needs, a more challenging job. You know? So she's going to be great on Dancing with the Stars, and that's that.
Hey, I want to ask you about your Richard Head mayor, de Blasio. First in the nation move. Vaccine going to be required for all private sector employees starting December 27th. I think kids under the age of 15 have got to show vax cards to go eat in a restaurant or go to a movie. Is this his way of leaving the mayorship of New York City with a big middle finger to everybody that didn't like him, which was everybody?
Well, no. You want to know what it really is? I mean, he is a jackass. And yes, if you ask most New Yorkers, they'd rather have COVID than de Blasio.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if they had to pick between getting one or the other. The nice thing about the mandate, though, is if you didn't get back, there's plenty of needles laying around the sidewalk at those restaurants. But what it is, he thinks there's a world where he could be governor, and he wants to stake out the most progressive lane possible. You know, the progressives love vaccine mandates. It's a culture war thing for them. So he thinks he's going to galvanize support by being like, look, I'm forcing people to do that thing. But there's no world, I promise you, there's no world where he runs for governor and gets more than 1%. Like, come New Year's Day, my blood alcohol content will be higher than his percentage in the polls. No question. No.
Hey, before I let you go, I don't know if you saw this latest study, but taking Viagra could cut your risk of developing Alzheimer's by up to 69%.
Yeah, I don't know. I have a hard time believing that, if you will. Hey, zing, pow, come on, man.
Hey, listen, I pop them like Skittles, so I should be good to go till I'm about 95.
That's why we call him Kickstand. Right.
Well,
hey, Jimmy.
As long as I don't hear that ankle bracelet go off, I'm fine with the Kickstand.
Always enjoy it, buddy. Continued success.
My man. See you soon, buddy.
All right, we'll see you. That is Fox, host of Fox Across America's Jimmy Failla, and one funny dude. 7:45, Bloom Daddy back right after this.
Radio 1170, WWVA.
Santa's not the only one with the beard giving big this Christmas. Travis Broadwater and the team at Broadwater Properties has partnered with iHeartRadio to bring you 4 weeks of giveaways where you could get to pick your trip. Every Friday, Broadwater Properties and iHeartRadio are giving you a chance to win a vacation to one of four destinations. Stay tuned to iHeartRadio and follow Broadwater Properties, the Ohio Valley's fastest growing real estate company on Facebook to learn how you can win. Broadwater Properties wishes you and your family a safe, happy holiday season.
You looking for a great place to get massages, facials, your nails done, lashes, some brow work and more? Well, I have it for you. And the place is called Revival Salon and Spa. Hey, it's Bloom Daddy. Revival Salon and Spa is where I go to get my haircut and my massages. Swedish, deep tissue, and for you ladies, prenatal and couples. And right now at Revival Salon and Spa, you will be entered in a holiday basket giveaway worth $250 if you book a color service between now and December 23rd. Revival Salon and Spa on National Road in St. Clairsville. Do you want low prices when it comes to your heating oil? Then I would recommend Belmont Carson Petroleum. Hey, it's Bloom Daddy. Belmont Carson Petroleum has the lowest prices and delivers from East Liverpool to New Martinsville and really everywhere in between. I'm talking about heating oils, diesel, gasoline, or motor oils. And here's what's best of all. You can order 24/7 with a smartphone app or at www.bcpoil.com. Belmont Carson Petroleum, next day delivery and keeping their customers happy for nearly a century.
We've lost so many people to COVID. So many moms and dads, favorite uncles, older sisters, and best friends. But vaccines can help prevent serious illness and death from COVID in more than 9 out of 10 cases. So, now almost all COVID deaths are preventable, and so are the broken hearts they leave behind. We can do this. Find COVID vaccines near you at vaccines.gov. That's vaccines.gov. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Doctors Urgent Care serves nearly 20,000 patients each year at their Wheeling, St. Clairsville, and Barnesville locations. Doctors Urgent Care continues to offer accessible, quality medical care to residents in the Ohio Valley. Doctors Urgent Care offers services such as convenient appointments, walk-ins, our Primary Care One plan, and house calls. Contact Doctors Urgent Care now to set up an appointment at any one of our three locations. Log on to our website at doctorsurgentcare.com or call Doctors Urgent Care today at 740-699-0940.
Here's another comfort tip from Rumor Loudon Incorporated, with offices in Barnesville and St. Clairsville, in business since 1975.
Did you know your home heating and air conditioning system operates approximately 3,300 hours per year? To put this runtime in perspective, a car driven for the same 3,300 hours at 65 miles per hour would travel over 214,000 miles. Would you travel that far without having routine maintenance to assure the efficiency, safety, and reliability of the vehicle? Is your home or business heating system tuned up and ready for the winter season? Make a comfortable decision. Call Rumor Loudon with offices in St. Clairsville and Barnesville to schedule a heating system checkup. Visit our website at rumorloudon.com to view our maintenance agreement options if it's difficult for you to remember to take care of your heating and air conditioning system. Remember the old adage, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure.
The Steelers Spotlight, presented by Nunna's Landing, every Friday on the Bloom Daddy Radio Network. Keep up with all the Steelers news each week with Bloom Daddy and Adam Crowley of the Steelers Radio Network. The Steelers Spotlight, presented by Nunna's Landing. Cold drinks and great food. Come get you some.
Hey, it's Bloom Daddy for United Dairy. Now, James Carson wants me to tell you the holidays are right around the corner. With that in mind, United Dairy has their original old-fashioned eggnog now available in stores, but they're offering two new flavors, pumpkin spice eggnog and red velvet cake eggnog. United Dairy's pumpkin spice eggnog is a spicy addition to your fall gathering, and it's better than any dessert. And also, you can have your cake and eggnog, too. Their red velvet cake eggnog is the perfect sweet treat on any day. Always from local farms and local families. United Dairy.
King's Auto Glass is your trusted source for professional auto glass replacement and repairs. King's also does residential window repair and replacement, storefront glass, and more. With more than 75 years in the business, why call anyone else? King's Auto Glass.
Are you dreaming of something greater? A college degree, job skills, a rewarding career? The Ohio Army National Guard can help you get the education you need to land the career you've always wanted. The Ohio National Guard Scholarship Program could pay 100% of your college tuition. You're eligible for the scholarship as soon as you enlist. Learn more about the many benefits that come with serving in the Ohio Army National Guard. Visit NationalGuard.com today. Sponsored by the Ohio Army National Guard, aired by the Ohio Association of Broadcasters and this station.
This is Sarah Bareilles, and I have no idea who the hell Sarah Bareilles is. Is this her only song?
I think so.
She's 42 today.
It's the only one in our system.
All right. Baseball Hall of Fame catcher Johnny Bench, turning 74. He was a stud.
A stud.
Greatest catcher of all time in your mind?
He's up there. There's no doubt about it. I mean, he's...
Top three, I think.
Oh, absolutely.
I got to put, like, Molina from the Cardinals up top three, too.
Pudge.
I mean, there's been some good ones. Pudge Rodriguez, absolutely. But Johnny Bench, definitely in my top three. Basketball Hall of Famer Larry Bird is 65 today. Why are you laughing? Tell
because
everybody.
I was trying to find some sound. Since we didn't have very many comedy clips today, I was trying to find some sound bites where people were telling stories about Bird talking doo-doo. And it
we
just,
always talk about it.
Well, the only one that I could get, it was just going too long. And it was a variety of interviews, like, meshed together, like Danny Ainge. Who's the coach? Was the coach of the Clippers? Played for the Hawks. Rivers, Doc Rivers.
Yeah,
and so he's like being interviewed by Dan Patrick, and he's just talking about the game. And he said it was my favorite film session of all time. That's when Bird played the Hawks, and they were in New Orleans. And what Bird would do is he would tell the equipment manager, he said, hey, find out who holds the record in this building for points scored. And Bird would try to break it.
Right.
And that was the game he scored like 60 points and like fell into the Atlanta, and the Atlanta bench was going crazy. Well, they said in the film session, Fratello kept rewinding that. He said, we watched that for 20 minutes, the guys laughing, and they all got fined for it.
Well, if you want entertained, just go listen on YouTube
to
people talk about the trash talk that Larry Bird used to throw out there, and it is incredible. And he backed it all up.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's the crazy thing. X-Men franchise actor Nicholas Holt is 32. Ellen Burstyn, we think she was the mom in The Exorcist. She is 89. C. Thomas Howe, remember him from Red Dawn? He's 55. And we can't forget about the Backstreet Boys today. Aaron Carter, 34.
You are my fire, the one.
This is so bad.
I got chills right now.
You would.
Hey, speaking of music, if you just missed it, Blame My Roots Country Music Festival just announced most of their lineup. Third weekend in July, Valley View Campground in Belmont County, Ohio. Chris Dutton, the man behind it all, was on here to tell us that Dierks Bentley is the headliner. 17 number one hits. It's huge. I mean, if you're a country music fan, these acts are big time. Ashley McBride is one of the biggest names in country music, on the female side especially. She's going to be at Blame My Roots. Chase Rice, Randy Houser, Priscilla Block, and Nico Moon back again because he was a fan favorite. But Dierks Bentley is huge. They're going to keep on filling it in. And if you want tickets, like I mentioned earlier, Blame My Roots Country Music Festival in Belmont County, Ohio. That's an hour from Pittsburgh, an hour and 45 from Youngstown, hour and 30 from Akron, hour 45 from Parkersburg, Wheeling 15 minutes. Very small, intimate setting. You're going to have about 12 to 20,000 people, and you're going to be up close and personal. So just go to Blame My Roots Festival, go to the website, and you can order your tickets. Mega pastor Joel Osteen. Whenever I see these pastors on TV and they get huge, they all have a creepiness factor to them. Do they not?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they're all creepy. This guy's he was creepy since day one. I don't know how anybody watches this.
They're all crooked.
Well, he's in hot water after plumbers found $600,000 in cash stashed in the walls of his bathroom. He's trying to put a positive spin on the story, believe it or not, with an all-new TV holiday special.
This holiday season, join Joel Osteen and his wife, Victoria, for the most enriching of holiday television specials.
Joel, guess what? The plumbers found money hidden in the walls.
What? Oh, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
It's Joel Osteen's Miracle of Christmas.
It has got to be a miracle, right? How else does 600 grand just suddenly appear?
But they haven't counted it all yet.
Oh, Lord.
When stacks and stacks of cold, hard cash appear out of nowhere, it's just like the three wise men showing up at the manger.
Please don't look in the walls of the manger.
Critics say Miracle of Christmas is a heartwarming, tax-evading, feel-good holiday special that has Joel Osteen's fingerprints all over it.
Not possible. I wore rubber gloves. Oh, Lord.
Joel Osteen's Miracle of Christmas.
We should use that money to feed the poor.
Now that would be a miracle.
Was that Joel Osteen? That shows you how much attention I pay to him. I thought it was Osteen. Was that Joel Osteen or Bill Clinton? Because I heard some Bill Clinton in there a little bit.
Could have been a combination.
You're right, though. They're all crooks. I don't know how anybody falls for that crap. I don't know how anybody watches that garbage on television. I've been flipping through when he's on there, and I'm thinking, what is the allure here? Are people that desperate for salvation or somebody to follow that they would sit there and listen to this guy? Plus, he reminded me of Mr. Ed. He was like all teeth. I couldn't get past it. Taco Bell commercial with the two geeks wearing the Ram helmets with the shield and the sword. Every time it comes on, I want to drive my head through the drywall of the house. I can't take it. And they play this damn commercial over and over and over. It used to be Martha driving me nuts. Now it's is it two dudes? Is it a chick and a guy?
I think it's a chick and a guy.
I'm looking at the which one. So you think that's the chick?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know, man. I can't tell. But either way, I threw this on Bloom Daddy on Facebook. I'm not alone. Rick said, my wife and I can't tell if it's a chick or a dude. Eric said, glad somebody said it. Greg, yes, it's stupid. Steve, the other one where they're dancing on the beach is also annoying as hell. Leslie said, glad to hear somebody else say that after that stupid mess. If I'm Taco Bell, I'm on the hunt for a new ad agency. Cheryl said, you and me both. And finally, Scott said, I agree. It actually makes me want to never go to Taco Bell ever, ever again. 1963 on CBS. What debuted on this day?
1963? Mm-hmm.
During the Army-Navy game.
Charlie Brown Christmas.
During the Army-Navy game.
I have no idea.
Instant Replay.
Oh.
Yep. Instant Replay debuting on this day back in 1963.
Well, we had Rudolph yesterday, and it kind of just was in my head.
Well, Charlie Brown, you know, when Lucy pulls the football, if they went to Instant Replay,
yeah,
you know, you would see
how fast she did it.
Yeah, absolutely. Miller High Life selling gingerbread dive bar kits. This comes with beer-infused gingerbread walls, gumdrops, pretzel sticks, mini vintage Miller High Life wall art made from sugar, and more. You can even get maple syrup. And Cold Stone Creamery is debuting a new cake batter ice cream.
That's your place.
Dude, it's like cold crack. It's like crack in a cone or a cup. Matter of fact, I might go get some today. Top headlines are coming up. Then we're talking about Pearl Harbor, the anniversary 80 years ago today. We're going to be talking to Lieutenant Clint Bruce coming up at 8:20.
You like us.
I do.
Let's take this relationship to another level, shall we?
Aww.
Like us on Facebook at News Radio 1170.